Are you tired of living life according to someone else's standards and not getting the fulfillment that you desire in life? We see most people find their confidence based on what other people say about them or in what others are doing. You see, in this podcast, I want to help you find your inner voice, along with building your own self-confidence, ultimately upgrading who you are. The process of upgrading who you are starts right now. Hey, hey, Upgrade community. Stand by for a quick message from my sponsor for today's episode.
So I want to hop on here and try to tackle the word success. You know, a lot of people are looking forward to, a lot of people working towards it. And their focus is on success. How to attain or get success. And so I'll try to define success. And look, it really is. I mean, it can go a number of different ways because each person has a different perspective on what success means to them specifically. So it's got to be something that's worthy, something that is worth fighting for, something that gives you this emotion or this feeling once it's achieved, I believe is success. And so, but what I just said comes from a thought process, comes from a mindset of what success means to you. But I want to, and you may have heard this before. You may have heard me say this before, but success is not to gain or to go after and achieve. Success is attracted. I'll say it again. Success is not for something to go after or to achieve. It's something that is attracted to you. And you're saying, well, Nate, what do you mean by that? So you're saying I just sit on my lump and do nothing and success is going to come to me? So many words, sorta. But there's still something that you have to do. So success is attracted to you based on the value that you offer to this community, that you offer to your job, that you offer to your relationship, that you offer to your community. Whatever the case may be or whatever you're involved in, success is attracted to you based on the value of yourself. So how do you make yourself more valuable? If that's the case, if success is attracted depending upon or based upon value of yourself, okay, then how do you make yourself valuable? Look, there's plenty of different ways you can do that. Number one is, you can start journaling. You can start spending time with yourself, which will empower yourself. Maybe it's reading a book. You know, there's plenty of books. Here's what I love about books, that you can cut your learning curve in half because you can literally learn from somebody else's mistakes. They write about it. They literally document it. Hey, good morning, John. Good to see you. They literally document their successes and their failures, their ups and their downs, their challenges, so that you can read, learn from that, and apply that to your life so that you don't make the same mistakes. You see, that's what a book would do. So you trade maybe a week of your time reading the book, but you gain probably 10 years of knowledge, 10 years of experience. You see, that's the key. That's how you make yourself more valuable. It's the same thing in your job. You say, well, Nate, my job only pays me X amount of dollars. This is my paycheck. This is all they pay for this position. So I would ask you the question, is there anybody else that makes one times, two times, three times what you make right now? If so, then that's not all they pay. That's all they pay you. You see, this is important because the moment your philosophy changes about what success means, the moment your philosophy changes about who you are and the values that you have and identifying what is that gift and talent that you have, when that changes, everything else changes for you. I want to stress to you the importance of what I'm talking about because a lot of us will wake up this morning fighting and scratching or complaining because we're not gaining ground or headed towards our goal or success fast enough. You see, we're not gaining the ground like we thought we would, or we don't see it in our near future. So we're frustrated, we complain, we argue, we're irritable, we're stressed out, we don't want to wake up, not excited about Mondays, not excited about the weeks, all because your philosophy is skewed. And so I want to help you formulate that this morning, whereas changing the beliefs that you have of what success means, how you can apply it to your life, What are some steps you can do? But look, there's all kind of ways that you can build value in yourself. See, like me, I wake up every morning to set a tone for my day in a morning routine. I wake up before my family wakes up. I have my phone on Do Not Disturb so I can't get disturbed in the morning with text messages or notifications. So all of these things I do to invest in myself to determine what type of day Nate wants to have. So I do some reading, whether that's leadership books, also the Bible. I get up and I pray. I journal a little bit, and then I go and work out. You see, all of these things I do because I want to make myself more valuable. I want to prepare my mindset, my attitude, my posture, who I am. I want to set the course for the day. I want that to dictate what type of day I'm going to have. You see, I want to do the processing and the thinking before I react, so that way I can control my reactions. You see, that makes me more valuable, and it gives me more confidence throughout the day. You see, the person that has that confidence is very attractive. But see, in order to be attractive, you got to do things differently in your life. You see, this thing, now that attracts people, that attracts attention, that attracts, look, the people that you're trying to gain their attention, you'll get it by then, by doing some of the things that I'm talking about. But look, if you're watching TV and that's stealing all of your time, if you're scrolling on social media and that's taking up all your time, then it's taking you off the market. It's taking your best self off the market. It's taking your best gift off the market. You see, and that's what I don't want for you, because if you continue to do that, you'll continue to have the same results every single day. And so that's the key, is that you have to do some things differently in your life in order to attract the different things that you want in your life. And so, look, man, identify those things this morning, or what are some things that you're gonna do differently? Maybe it's journaling, maybe it's just spending some time with yourself. Maybe it's saying hello, acknowledging people as you walk by them. Maybe it's shaking their hands. Maybe it's reading that book that you've always needed to read. Maybe it's going outside and walk around the block. Maybe it's encouraging your supervisor or whoever it is in authority over you. Whatever the case may be, try to work on doing a couple things, deciding on that before you leave your house today. And work those things throughout the day and work them throughout the week and see what happens for you. I guarantee you'll start attracting new opportunity. I guarantee people, your perspectives will be shifted and changed the way they look at you. I guarantee you, you'll start seeing life in a whole different manner, and things will begin to change for you.
Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. If this message really inspired you, look, I would ask you to please share it or rate it. By you doing this, this really helps me reach millions of people all over the world to help them also upgrade who they are. Again, thank you for listening, and let's continue to upgrade.